All right, good morning. Good morning, Coach Michael Burt. How we doing, guys? My name's Coach Burt. I believe everybody needs a coach in life. I believe a good coach can change your life. You know why a good coach can change your life? They know how to win. The good coaches know how to win. They know how to expand. They know how to help a person grow. They know how to have conversations with people they don't want to have. They know how to bring strategy, ideas, pray drive. See, a lot of people, it's like, why should I hire a coach? Well, you're not performing at the level you're capable of. Why do Olympians hire coaches, Karina? Why does the top CEOs in the country hire coaches, right? Why is the first thing when Zuckerberg started going big, they made him have a coach? Steve Jobs took a walk with his coach every Sunday. Bill Campbell. Okay, why did Jordan need Phil Jackson? So when you're out there and you're thinking, man, why do I need a coach in my life? I need a coach in my life because they're skilled. They're skilled, Jim, at helping you get to another level. That is, if you have a desire to get to another level. Okay, so I was in the gym this morning working out. Three back-to-back-to-back days. So got some good consistency this week, and that's really where winning starts. Chris Clark is just building a muscle of consistency. Sometimes you hear me say, work the muscle. In the new book, Flip the Switch, I call it work the muscle. And people are like, what does that mean? It just means get in the habit of doing things, right, you don't want to do so that it becomes muscle memory. That's a sports term. By the way, I was having dinner last night, saw the best player ever coached, Anne-Marie Lanning. She's now running a restaurant, Daniel Hodges, her dad's restaurant. And that girl scored 4,000 points. She didn't score 4,000 points by being lazy, folks. So this morning, I want to borrow from a good friend of mine named Chuck McDowell. Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial. If you don't know the story, Wesley Financial was founded off John Wesley. And John Wesley had a saying, do all the good you can for all the people you can, as much as you can. Like, you know, basically this was his saying. And Chuck McDowell, who's a good friend of mine, founded that company, and it gets people out of bad timeshare deals. And Chuck has all these phrases and sayings. And this morning when I left the gym, his phrase came up to me, Daniel Hodges, and it was touch the line. One of Chuck's favorite lines. He's going to write a book on this at some point called Touch the Line. Now, what does this mean? As simple as it is, how many people do not touch the line? Okay, now, when you were in sports, Christy Payne, and you're playing sports, and the coach told you to run sprints, and you know, some people beat other people. That's right, in those suicide sprints. But some of them don't touch the line. They come about that much short. And maybe I did this when I was a high school basketball player. But this is what this means. Touching the line, in my interpretation of this, means taking something all the way. Don't half-ass do things. Okay? Don't halfway be involved in something. Don't halfway, right? Name one thing in your life, Christopher, that you've ever been great at that you were halfway involved in. And this is what people do all the time. They don't touch the line, okay? I could give example after example. I travel, I'm in airports. I don't go into women's bathrooms, but in the men's bathrooms, men don't, you know, they don't flush the toilet. They don't pick up trash. They just throw trash all over the floor. They don't pick up after themselves. They, you know, when I go to a restaurant, I actually bus all the food up and I get it all together so the server can get it in one helping. I push the seat back up to the thing, right? I clean the table off. Why? You know what? You could say, well, that's what they're getting paid to do. Here's what I'd say. Why don't you help a brother out? Why don't you help a person out? Like the other day, I was going out to my lodge, right? Big beer can out there. Somebody just decided to drive past it, throw a beer can out on the thing, on somebody's property. Okay, people had driven past that beer can over and over and over. I stopped, got out of the car, picked it up, threw it away. Touching the line in your life means you don't shortcut things. Okay, and it's like one more step, one more concept, one more phone call, one more, right? And when I left the gym this morning, I'm like, man, why don't people touch the line? Because that's really where the winners do. You hear me say all the time, money changes hands when problems are solved. The bigger the problem, the more money people pay to solve those problems. Well, touching the line is going back. Touching the line is going one more step. I see so many people in today's world that start and quit, start and quit, start and they have a bad month and they want to quit, start and they want to blame everybody else, start. What they need to do is get back to good old-fashioned work ethic. And the definition of work ethic is there's a virtuous intrinsic reward when you put a good day's work in. There's a virtuous Patino back in the day when he wrote Success is a Choice said, you deserve to win. You know you deserve to win. And you deserve to be lucky. And you deserve for good breaks to happen. And you deserve it because you touch the line. And so when you're out there, this ties into the book, Pray Drive, Flip the Switch. Why are so many people, I was watching maybe the best video I've ever done. I was on a podcast with a guy named Brad Lee. And it was caught a clip of me saying the biggest fight we're in right now in America is a fight of complacency. A fight of gradual settling to a place of mediocrity. People get up and they take the path of least resistance and they don't touch the line. And then they bitch about when they don't get results. And it's got to be somebody else's fault versus my fault. Okay, total ownership is, it's all my fault. Something didn't work the way it was supposed to. It's all my fault. Every bit of it's my fault. I was teaching my 10-year-old daughter this last night because she's got a bad grade in one class and good grades in other classes. And it's always the teacher's fault. Like the teacher can't teach or the teacher don't like me. I said, no ma'am, we do not talk about this. There are good teachers, there are bad teachers, okay? There's great people and there's bad people. We do not place the blame of something outside of ourselves. Ever. I don't care if it's the worst teacher you've ever had in your life. We accept total responsibility for our lot in life. The good, the bad. We take the wins. We take the losses. And we touch the line. I don't ever want to hear those words come out of your mouth again. This starts early in life, guys. This could be, you know, my kid. This is my kid. So if my kid's talking about this in my house, I'm like, the Burts, listen to how I'm talking to her. The Burts do not do that. David Pettis, my wife said, I'm still not saying your name right, David. But I said, the Burts win. The Burts show up. The Burts do not whine. The Burts do not make excuses. The Burts touch the line. And we had this whole talk on the way to gymnastics. And I'm like, she's like, why would you take gymnastics away from me? I said, look, I have a standard. Okay, you don't have to make all A's. But you got to at least get in there and get a 90. That's a standard in our house. Okay? Is you're going to have a 90. You're going to put the effort in. You're not going to be intellectually lazy. Somebody else's kids can be intellectually lazy, but my kids ain't going to be intellectually lazy. So what I'm trying to teach her, David's in my What's Next Mastermind. For those of you that are out there, that's a mastermind of people worth $2 million and above. They're making at least $500,000 a year. They want to figure out what's next. It starts this coming month. David can speak to that. He's going to be in it. I'm going to be speaking at his conference in Dallas, Texas. Like, I called a guy the other day 4 times. He's griping, complaining about something. I called him 4 times to help him, and he don't answer, and he don't call back. I mean, I think that's like the worst thing you can do, man. If you want help and somebody's trying to help you, then pick up the damn phone and call them back, even if you got a problem with them. We had a guy quit the other day. Our program had just said, sue me. Like, what kind of character is that? Like, you signed a contract, man. Like that is not touching the line. So touching the line is keep your commitments to people, whether you like it or not. That is a character ethic issue. So when you think about it, touching the line, I could go on and on and on and on. We could stay here for the next 6 hours, and I could show you every day people that do not like where they are in life. They never take responsibility for where they are in life, and they never touch the line. Okay? And it's always somebody else's fault. Somebody didn't do something for them, and it's their fault. And it's somebody else's fault. It's never their fault. So touching the line is getting in this mindset is, I'm going to take total ownership of this. It is my fault. All of it's my fault. Even when it ain't my fault, it's my fault. Okay? And if you can keep that rhythm and mindset, and I am where I am today based on every decision I've made up until today. Nobody put me where I am today. It's all good. It's right. It's the good, the bad, the different. I've had wins. I've had losses. As a coach, I took some of the worst beatings you can imagine. I had some of the biggest wins you can imagine. Daniel Hodges is in What's Next. He's a guy who touches the line. So, you know, as I get older, I get bolder, number one. And I just got zero time for people who don't touch the line. I mean, like zero. And low character people, man. I got zero time for low character people. Make and keep your commitments to people. Do what you said you're going to do. Say please and thank you. Get my wife's big Escalade in this garage. Ain't easy, folks. Okay? And when you're done at a restaurant, help a brother out. Help a sister out. Clean up your mess. Men, when you go to airports, flush the commode. Put the seat down. Okay? Take out the trash. It's simple things you'd think people learn early in life. This is touching the line, folks. Pray Drive, Flip the Switch is the new book. People are still buying it all over the country. 42 five-star reviews on Amazon. Thank you guys so much. We're about to make a big push. David, we're going to go back at that Wall Street Journal list again. I've already been on it. I think number 11 and 19. But we got a plan to come back and go hit it again. So we ain't finished with Flip a Switch, man. It's too big of a concept. It's too big of a message. It helps too many people. So we're going to keep coming up with strategies to go out there and get it. If you want me to speak to your group or you got a big group you want me to speak to, just reach out to me. There could be a deal to be had here. Okay? All right. Everybody needs a coach. I'm headed to the lodge for certification. If you've ever wanted to be a certified coach, master something, go deep, really learn the inside skinny of how we build a multi-million dollar coaching company. Okay? I'm going to be... Navy SEAL training these people. I may walk in today and say, get up and teach right now. Get up and teach for 14 minutes right now and just see if they can do it. The gloves are off, David. Oh, Coach Burt's getting back to the hardcore Coach Burt, the one that won championships, the one that had Pray Drive. Man, I'm tired of coddling people. I'm not here to coddle people. I'm here to coach people, folks. The real people who want to get serious. So, love you guys. Let's have a great day. God bless you. Touch the line. Thank you, Chuck McDowell.
Before I get started, there is one very important question I have to ask you.
Coach Michael Burt, Monster Producer Academy CEO. He's a personal friend of mine.
What good is it to have knowledge with no desire? What good is it to have desire with no skill? What good is it to have knowledge and skill with no confidence?
A big part of activating your Pray Drive is finding and refining your talent. This is something that helps you get to the next place.
People are made up of four parts: a body, a mind, a heart, and a spirit.
You need to know you, and then you need to have an awareness, and sometimes you don't even know what you need.
So all four parts of our nature have to be clicking. Your hard skill solves my problem. The bigger the problem, the more money people will pay to solve it.
Everything is valuable to your future. What I'm really paying you for is your past.
A monster producer combines multiple skills to dominate a market.
When you get to wake up every day and do what you love doing, man, it is hard not to be motivated.
They think at a higher ordinance than everybody else. They want to create new things.
I have a conviction about me, and that's the conviction that you feel when I talk, when I speak. It comes across as passion.
You got to learn how to connect to another person at such a deep level that it moves them. You have goals, you have targets, but you don't have a sense of urgency.
They're going to exchange money, energy. They're going to raise capital. They're going to start new businesses. There's going to be joint ventures.
I think your purpose finds you. It is activated. The word activate means to initiate.
Discipline, which is a derivative of the word disciple, which means to give yourself to a person or cause you believe in. Do you believe in your future, yes or no?
When we know better, we do better. Finding the problem that you are uniquely qualified to solve, and you don't know what problem you really solve for whom, then there is no big financial exchange right there. You should leave here thinking bigger today than when you came.
And I want to shake your hand and look you in the eyeball when you make this decision. Thank you. We'll see you in the back. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.